on the air, everywhere. This is Metro South Podcasting.
Welcome to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us and how it affects us here on the South Shore of Massachusetts. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Oh Boy Show. Starring me, Oh Boy. Oh Boy. Oh Boy. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We just did that. Hey, stop repeating everything all over again. Hi, I'm Ron Van Dam. It's the Ron Van Dam Show, heard every weekday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Those are weekdays, man. Yeah, every single one of them, unless it's Christmas or Thanksgiving so far. I just haven't been up to it for those holidays. Drinking too much eggnog, if you know what I mean, if you get my drift, if you pardon my face. Hey, good to be with you. It is the recording of this podocast. Podocast is the Irish version of the show. It's heard in Ireland, podocast. It is a Monday, December 8th, in the year of our Lord, or your Lord, or whatever, 2014 years ago, I guess we started charting the fact that we were living on a calendar. Prior to that, not so much. That was like before Christ. And before Christ, what was the point, really? Seriously. If you were, you know, prehistoric times and stuff with dinosaurs and cavemen and, you know, like discovering fire, like, you know, and tough crap, man. Didn't chart that stuff. That was before Christ, man. Christ was like, wow, man, everything, whew, wow. What a powerful figure. I mean, like nothing existed before the Christ thing. I mean, it was minus years. It's like, wow, that's like Christ is like freezing temperatures. That's what Christ is. Yeah, because you're like below freezing or above freezing, and everything before Christ was like below freezing. I think that's what they mean by when hell freezes over. That was like before Christ was born. I'm not really into talking religion during a podcast. I'm just saying it's just interesting how we just didn't consider anything to be of calendar worthiness until Christ was born. And I think that says a lot for Christ. I really do. I should say Jesus. I don't know him on a personal basis, but I like to call him by his first name. If his name was Bob, I would call him Bob. You know that. All right, enough of this degradation of people's belief systems. My name is indeed Ron Van Dam, and it's probably a horrible time for me to say that, to remind you that that's my name. It's not my name. It's Oh Boy. Oh Boy, another Irish guy. Hey, how you doing? Welcome. It's December, man. It's like we're in the thick of this holiday season thing. And every single year, we always say the same thing, don't we? Don't we always say the same thing? We do. We say, it doesn't feel like Christmas. It doesn't feel like the holiday season. It just doesn't feel like it. We always say it. We always say it. Even though they start advertising Christmas toys and Christmas gifts, like way before even Halloween, we still stay, we say, it doesn't feel like, I'm not hearing any, I'm not feeling it. And I don't, and I never feel it until, maybe 3 days before Christmas, then I go, oh crap, I got to do something about this. And that's when I start feeling it somewhat. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? You get it? Hey, got a great show today, by the way. We're going to speak to Calvin Brophy. That name may ring a bell with you. Because he was arrested on fraud. No, he wasn't. Calvin Brophy is an advocate. He's with the Consumer Protection Squad, and without them, man, your life would be pure hell. The Consumer Protection Squad makes a list every year of the 5 worst, most dangerous toys for kids. And if these kids got their hands on these toys, they'd be dead. And that would be horrible. But Calvin Brophy with the Consumer Protection Squad watches out for this. So he's going to join us momentarily. I'm very excited about that. I haven't spoken to him in a few years. And I don't know why, but I am this year. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, in duty. Yes, in duty. poor Bill Cosby. Do you feel bad for Bill Cosby? I do when I don't. I do when I don't. I don't and I do. if all the allegations against him are true, then I certainly don't feel bad for him. But you know what? This was a long time ago, and I did stupid things a long time. I mean, never did anything like that, my God. But at the same time, I understand the corruption of power across the board. A guy like Bill Cosby, he was with this gigantic TV show called I Spy. His producers made himself and his co-star Robert Culp travel the world. They would do these shows from like Madrid and Paris and Istanbul. All these exotic places, and they would travel to Morocco and Morocco and Italia, and they would travel the world, and they were revered, and it was big stuff back then. And Bill Cosby, I mean, I'm not going to do racial stuff here, but there weren't a lot of real famous black comedians back then, and Cosby was like just on the top of this list. And when you're in that position, power and fame corrupts you. And I think it would corrupt you, too. I don't know you personally, necessarily, but I think it would corrupt you, too. Look at stupid little Justin Bieber, that little fuckface, that little Canadian horror show, that little nebbish of a pimple of an oozing sore, that lifeless piece of crap. You know him, Justin Bieber. I don't know him. I never met him, but I hate his guts because he's just a cocky little bastard. He falls into my cocky little bastard list. He tops the cocky little bastard list. He's just aimlessly stupid and dumb and cocky. I mean, he went to the Great Wall of China and just kind of like tooled around on it and made fun and did little jumping motions. And you're an asshole, man. You're just a gigantic butt crevice. But that's corruption of power. Here's a little guy who gets away from his family, is surrounded by yes people and rappers and stuff like that, and he's just, you know, do I feel bad for him? No, I think you have to be a schmuck inside to let the inner schmuck out. But power corrupts. Look at these people. Look at Dick Cheney. And yes, he is a Dick Cheney. He's vice president, and yet he was the leader of evil in all the James Bond movies. He was the evil leader in every one of them. And he is, and he was, and he'll probably admit that he is. Corruption of power. Give these people enough power, and they become douchebags. Donald Trump, man, you got like millions of dollars, probably billions at one point. I mean, sometimes you're rich, sometimes you're not, but you never let everybody know that you're not doing well because that's like egotistically not working for you. But man, you know, spend 10 bucks, get a haircut or something, and fix that little piece of crap on that little flyaway piece of skunk you got on your hair. Fix that baby. I mean, I don't have great hair. I have horrible hair, but if I had that kind of money, I'd be, you know, I'd have it changed of some, what I would do. But he's an asshole. He's another asshole. I mean, it's just, I don't, you know, power corrupts. Power and fame corrupts. And here's Bill Cosby. And no excuse for anybody doing this, because if you have morals and you have a heart, you don't do this kind of crap. But power corrupts people. It brings out their worst possibilities. And every person, except for Mother Teresa, I didn't know Mother Teresa personally, and I don't know what bra size she wore or anything like that. But maybe she couldn't be corrupted. Maybe not. Maybe because she was too religious. I mean, I guess that didn't happen. But most people get corrupted by this stuff, no matter how wonderful and peaceful. I mean, it can turn into bitch fields in 2 seconds. I don't know what a bitch field is. I have no idea. I made the word up. I guess a field of bitches. You saw that movie, Field of Bitches? If you build it, they will come all over you. It's awful. Anyway, power corrupts, and I don't. Bill Cosby has done a lot of good things for people in his later years, just like Jimmy Carter has. But at the same time, there was a time in his life when he was corruptible, and I guess if these allegations are true, he took full advantage of his corruptibility. So I don't know whether to feel bad for him or good for him, or well, I don't feel good for him, but I don't feel bad for him. I mean, I'm kind of hoping all this stuff isn't true. I'm assuming usually the truth lies somewhere in, this is what Dr. Phil said, and if Dr. Phil said it, it's got to be true. If Dr. Oz said it, it's got to be untrue. That's the difference. Dr. Phil actually said in his accent, he said, you know, there's your opinion and then there's their opinion, and the truth is always somewhere in between. That's my Dr. Phil. How do you do that? The truth is somewhere in between. And that's what I believe with this Bill Cosby thing. Again, with Dr. Oz, the truth is non-existent. I mean, he is a Dr. Whore. I call him Dr. Whore. You know I call him that. He is Dr. Whore. Actually, when you see him and you have to pay the deductible at his office, you write on the check, Dr. Whore, and he can cash that because he is. The banks know it. The banks know, no, this is Dr. Oz. No, don't you watch his show? He's Dr. Whore. Oh, okay, we'll cash your check. That's seriously. I'm serious. Yeah. Whore is like a Czechoslovakian name I think he had. I think it's Ozenstein, Dr. Ozenstein or Ozenstein or Oz. His first name is Helmut. 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 I don't know what the hell's going on with this guy. How'd he get his license to practice? I'm telling you, he's a surgeon, actually. He's supposed to be a surgeon, just like Dr. Phil's supposed to be a doctor. I mean, man, I don't want you removing a wart off of me, Dr. Oz. You know, you probably make millions of dollars, you know, with your wart remover, Dr. Oz's miracle wart remover. Anyway, I get off of him. Again, corruption of power. He's probably an excellent doctor, an excellent surgeon. Corruption of power. And if you're not corruptible, then people around you will corrupt you and use you. And anyway, so apparently Bill Cosby's star on the Walk of Fame was defamed on Friday. Somebody took a magic marker. Don't take a magic marker. And guess what they wrote on Bill Cosby's star on the Walk of Fame? Guess what they wrote on it? Take a guess. Yeah. Rapist. Da-da-da. Oh, man. So the police and the Walk of Fame people had to remove the marker. A sad time in one's life to be defamed by a magic marker on your star in your Walk of Fame. Do you have a star in the Walk of Fame? I don't. I'm a tick away from it. I'm a tick away from Lyme disease, to be honest with you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's amazing I even do this thing. Why do we even bother? What's the point of all this? Like I entertain you like some little puppet, like some little marionette. Am I your marionette? Am I your little puppet? I'm entertaining you like some kind of court jester. Well, you know, it's the holiday season, and this is the time of year we speak to the experts, such as Calvin Brophy with the Consumer Protection Fraud. Do we have any Christmas music here? There you go. There you go. That's about as Christmas as it gets here. I don't know about you, but for Christmas, I usually get Chinese food. all us Jews do. Hey, stop it. Don't go there. Don't do that. All right, how about something a little more holiday-ish? That's better. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Calvin Brophy is with the Consumer Protection Squad. It's a squad of people. It's like the Geek Squad, only it's consumer protection, and he joins us usually on an annual basis to tell us about the most dangerous toys. And let me raise him on the magic phone right now. And this is very important. If you're a parent or you're not a parent, this is serious stuff. I am joined now by Calvin Brophy. He is with the Consumer Protection Squad, as you all know. And we're going to talk about the five worst toys. Hello, Calvin.
Hello, Ron. Thank you for having me on your program.
Pleasure to talk to you again. It's been quite some time since we've chatted during the holidays.
Indeed it has, and I appreciate you having me back on.
Well, it's a pleasure having you on. Calvin, it is the holiday season, and apparently every year we do this, the worst toy possible toys that you can buy.
That is correct, Ron. The Consumer Protection Squad is a nonprofit organization that watches out for consumer safety across a broad range of areas, of course. But at this time of year, we naturally focus very firmly on children's toys and gifts to make sure that people are aware that there are some toys out there that are dangerous or just questionable, and we like to make people aware of what's out there. Now, we have looked through literally thousands of different toys this season, and there is a complete list that people can find online of these questionable products. But what I would like to talk with you about, of course, is our five top offenders, if you will.
The five top offenders. Oh, these are the worst.
Top offenders. These are the worst of the pile.
Okay, let's start.
All right. Well, number five, Ron, comes from a company called the Smoke Shack in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Okay.
And the toy is called Little Smokehouse Let's Make Bacon Kit.
Okay.
Now, you hear that, right? And maybe you think it's like it's a cooking toy,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah,
it's like an easy bake oven,
yeah,
for kids.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something about this, Ron. First off, it's internet only. You can only get it through the internet.
Uh-huh.
It is $149.95.
Wow.
And for that money, what you get in the mail is a live piglet and a fully functional child-sized chainsaw.
What?
You heard it. One little piglet with a scared look on his face and a fully functional chainsaw.
My God, that sounds horrible.
So do not get that for your child.
It's not, don't get that.
And I have been doing this for a number of years, Ron, as you know, and it still amazes me the way that some things get even onto store shelves, let alone into customers' hands.
Yeah.
And yet, obviously, it does. I mean, it flies in the face of common sense sometimes, right? But they're out there. For example, number four on our list,
yeah,
Kidney Punch the Board Game.
Kidney Punch the Board
Game. And you look at it, you know what it is, Ron? It's a little circular track that the kids move their pieces around, and every third or fourth space, it just says, throw a kidney punch.
Wow, that's... sounds dangerous.
Indeed. And I'll tell you what, I want people to understand the purpose of the Consumer Protection Squad. Now, based largely on this toy, we are launching an investigation into this company. Because, to be honest, a couple of years back, they also made the list with a game they put out then called Sack Flap Junior.
Sure. What happened with that game?
You really don't need to know.
Okay.
You can let your imagination run wild, Ron.
Ouch. These sound like awful toys.
This is why we want people to avoid them. Now, for number three, we love, at the Consumer Protection Squad, we love what we call lifestyle imagination toys, like,
yeah,
things that let kids pretend to be what they want to be when they grow up.
Yes.
Like maybe a doctor kid or like a NASCAR outfit, that kind of thing. Let's them play like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, so you would think that on that basis that we would have loved Dr. Ferngold's old-time dentistry kit.
Jeez.
And let me tell you something. This company did not cut corners when it came to packaging. If I could show you this product, a beautiful tin with an embossed cover, and it's all scroll work, and the letters are raised, and Time is spelled T-Y-M-E, and they certainly went out their way to make it look old west. It is a beautiful package, Ron.
Yeah.
But a lot of these companies get onto our list because they cut corners. They want to make a cheap product with a high price, and they endanger our children. Because you look at Dr. Ferngold's old-time dentistry kit, and you open it up, and what's inside? A pair of rusty pliers and a bottle of whiskey.
That's not right. That's awful.
Not on our list.
That's awful. Oh, my God.
Now, although the majority of items that get on this list, Ron, are things that pose a physical danger to our children.
Yeah.
We do keep an eye for things of a moral nature as well. Now, we don't pass judgment,
mm-hmm.
but we recognize that families out there have different levels of morality, different things that they, you know, beliefs that they adhere to, etc.
Sure.
So when we see something that is egregious in this sense, we just want to put it out there as a warning for people to maybe they want to avoid, because it doesn't come into play with their own sensibility. Uh-huh. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Which is the case with our number two toy.
Yeah.
This is G.I. Bryce, the flamboyant soldier. And his You Asked, I Told playset.
Oh, my God.
And let me explain, Ron, that it is not it's not the thought of the thing that bothers us. The thing that really worries us is that on the side of the box, it does note that this toy comes with fully posable, pre-lubricated action figures.
Oh, my God. Yuck. That's disgusting.
Indeed. And now for our number one, Ron, if I could say one thing to parents out there,
what would it be?
About these toys this time of year,
yeah.
Look out for deceptive packaging, because this is how these people get things onto the shelves. Right. It's just deceptive packaging. Uh-huh. You're not paying much attention. You just see a certain thing. You think it's good, and then you get it home, and my goodness, it's something else entirely.
Yeah, why?
If I could show you this box for our number one. Now, this thing, it just looks, there's a party going on in this box. On it is yellows and blues and pinks, and there's smiling children all on the front, and it's got these big balloony shaped letters.
Sounds nice.
And they spell out the name of the game, which in this case happens to be Let's Summon Satan.
Let's what?
Let's Summon Satan. And let me tell you something else about these people, Ron. They are more concerned for their legal safety than they are for your child's safety. And you can tell because in the corner of the box top, there are little asterisk. And it says, necessary virgin sacrifice not included.
That's not right for kids.
And so that is our number one. And those are our top five most objectionable toys from the Consumer Protection Squad.
Well, thank God there is a Consumer Protection Squad, because otherwise people would buy these things.
Absolutely, Ron. We're glad to make sure people are aware and that they are avoiding these so that they can have a happy and safe holiday season.
Now, how can people get in touch with the Consumer Protection Squad if they need to?
Oh, we're online like everybody else, Ron. Just you can find us on Google and Bing and all those silly things.
Well,
everybody's on the web these days.
Yes, apparently. And thank you for being on the web. Calvin Brophy with the Five Worst Toys this holiday season. Thank you, Calvin.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Oral-B presents an electric toothbrush so advanced, it doesn't just remove more plaque, it even eliminates doubt. The Oral-B Smart Series, the world's first electric toothbrush with Bluetooth connectivity. It gives you real-time feedback as you brush, alerts you if you're brushing too hard, and even allows your dentist to program your routine. It's so intelligent, it actually communicates while it cleans. So you won't just wonder if you're getting a superior clean, you'll know. The Oral-B Smart Series.
All right. Hey, Calvin Brophy, thank you so much for dawning our ears with the information of life. And happy holidays to you, Calvin.
Take back the holly and mistletoe.
Are you getting into the holiday spirit at all? Have you maxed out your credit card yet? That's the holiday spirit. Come on now. Let's get it on. Buy something for the one that you love. Oh, God. Yes, they do. Yes, they do, you little bitch. Hey, stop it. Ron, what's wrong with you? Why are you like this? What's wrong with you? Hey, it's not even funny, is it? Did you hear about this anaconda guy? This guy that put on some type of protective suit and decided to get swallowed by a large anaconda. Yeah, he did, and it was a National Geographic special. Well, how could it not be? Sometimes you have to make a choice. Do you want to see a guy walk across a tightrope from one building to another 60 stories up, or would you rather watch a man being eaten by an anaconda? I don't know. It's my viewing pleasure at odds with itself. Apparently this guy, as you probably know, he got eaten by an anaconda on purpose, and he had a crew there, and he put on a protective suit because the anaconda, when it eats you, I'm sure you know this, the anaconda, a snake, when it eats you, there is acid that the anaconda's digestive system does upon its victim and prey, and it breaks down, and the guy would die. But apparently the anaconda can open its mouth wide enough to actually eat a person, very similar to what Steven Tyler can do. He can also open his... He's one of those large mouth people. He's got a huge mouth. Yeah. Who's that other one with the huge mouth? Oh, there's a lot of huge mouth people. Tony Tennille from Captain and Tennille. I don't know if you're old enough to remember her. She like could actually almost unhinge her mouth jaw and swallow large trains. Seriously, she was... Very large mouth, huge mouth. Anyway, so I guess the guy was being eaten by an anaconda. The anaconda opens up its mouth and starts swallowing the guy, and the guy's inside the anaconda, and then he feels like his arm is going numb and is starting to break because the muscles in the lining of the anaconda's body. Squeeze you to death as well, and they had to pull him out before the anaconda squeezed the guy to death, because there's no bodysuit for that unless you're wearing some kind of a steel case or something, which he wasn't doing. But that was fascinating. Did you find that fascinating? No, I didn't either. It's not the kind of thing that I really care for or really care about, so that's pretty much the end of that whole thing. I kind of don't really care.
Based in Brockton and heard everywhere, this is Metro South Podcasting.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that little reminder, because otherwise you'd probably say, where am I? Am I in the belly of an anaconda? I don't even know where I am right now. What am I even listening to? What is this about? What is this guy's point, by the way? He doesn't talk about politics. He doesn't talk about world affairs. What does this guy talk about? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. This anaconda guy who was eaten by, this guy was eaten by the anaconda, and then they took him out. His next feat is going to be really, really intense. What he's going to do is buy 5 items in Walmart and then try to check out within 5 minutes. It can't be done. It can't be done. But he's going to try to do it. That is a special on National Geographic that I am definitely going to watch. That is going to be so awesome.
one man. One man with a mission. Thursday, December 11th, 2014. The Ultimate Test will be broadcast on National Geographic. One man with courage and balls the size of the amphitheater in New Zealand, I don't know what that means, will test the parameters of human endurance. Thursday, December 11th at 8 p.m., National Geographic presents the most awesome, intense 2 hours of television ever devised by man. Adventurist and daredevil Michael the Boobies will attempt to buy 5 items from Walmart. But that's not where it ends. He then, with his rickety shopping cart that makes squeaks every time it moves forward and slams into the other people with carts, will attempt to take these 5 items to the checkout area. There, he'll be met by controversy, lines of people, people who have no idea how to shop, people who shouldn't be shopping. And there, he will attempt to take his 5 items that he just picked off the shelf in Walmart. He will attempt to get out of the store. Thrills, intensity, frustration, all wrapped up in a 2-hour special, Thursday, December 11th. Be there as one man, 5 items and a shopping cart, try to get out of Walmart alive.
I say it can't be done. That's what I say. But who knows? You never know. Man, that's going to be good. That is going to be good. Wow. Can't wait.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
We're going to speak now to a young lady, a doctor, Deb Carlin. Here's a deal with her. I own a small business. I don't know if you know that or if you even care. Probably don't. But I find myself, as this guy with the anaconda and trying to get out of Walmart, I find a lot of obstacles in my life. And I like to, maybe I have the wrong attitude, because I can come up with 1,000 wonderful ideas. I know you have the same thing. You'd say, boy, I would love to start a business. Well, here's a wonderful idea. And then, or here's a funny joke. And then you tell it to somebody and they go, nah, that's not funny. Nah, that's not a great business idea. Nah, that's not going to go anywhere. Well, I'm not as excited as you about it. And all of a sudden you go, oh, and you walk away defeated. And that's the end of your road. And I say to myself, you know, I don't know if the big people who made it big, like, turned around and walked away when somebody wasn't in favor of what they were doing. I think it takes balls in business and balls in your personal life to be happy and successful. So I sought out a Dr. Deb Carlin, and she's written a book, Build the Strength Within. And I found that she she like builds up your ego and your ideas and your and helps you go forward, even though there are many obstacles in life. So I thought it was worth it to speak to her, not for your benefit, but for just for mine. So let me raise Dr. Deb Carlin on the magic puffy phone. I am joined by Dr. Deb Carlin. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fabulous. How are you?
Wonderful. What part of the country am I talking to you from?
I am in beautiful, scenic, lovely, crisp air, St. Louis, Missouri, in the Midwestern region of our great United States.
Wow. That's like the most use of adjectives I've ever heard.
I like the adjectives.
It's a wonderful job. Dr. Deb Carlin is somebody that can kind of help us out. And this is whether you have a business or professional career or not, how it integrates with your personal life, how to make yourself a better person, how to feel like this life that you're living is worth something. Am I correct? Is that what this is about?
I love what you just said. Right. Yes, absolutely. Well put.
All right. And how long has the book been out? Build the Strength Within.
Well, the really exciting news is that it was released by my publisher on October 14th, and I was watching eagerly on Amazon.com, and on the morning of the 15th, it was already sold out.
So that was
pretty exciting.
That's amazing.
I know.
Wow. Well, you've built the strength within, that's for sure. That's pretty
really
cool.
Really building my strength.
Yes, you really are. Very quickly, too.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Wonderful.
I want the book in the hands of everybody.
Well, apparently it's starting to happen, and that's what's going on.
Yeah.
I always look for books like this around the holidays because I think that I don't do self-help books like Things for Dummies because that insults people. But
I agree.
Yeah. But something that's intelligent that just makes people better than they already are, I think is a wonderful gift, and this kind of falls under that category for me. In the book, you go through step-by-step self-improvement processes, I understand.
I do.
And what is your background that makes this ring with so many people?
Well, I have a master's and a PhD in psychology, uh-huh. And I've been a psychologist for 20-plus years.
Oh.
And I'm madly in love with the idea of being a psychologist. I grew up really wanting to understand people and really wanting to find ways to be helpful to people, because every day somebody is in some kind of trouble,
yeah.
And they don't know what to do.
Mm, true. Mm. Yeah, it seems like a lot of people are walking around aimlessly now, kind of like these little pinball games where you're kind of just knocking off the sides and maybe a lever will hit you or something. There doesn't seem to be any focus or direction. I don't know if it's because we're getting a little lazy or figuring there's really no point to it because it doesn't seem to work anyway.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that it's a combination of both of those things, and there's a couple of additional components here. We're bombarded with all kinds of things mm-hmm. every single day, every yeah. minute of the day. What I ask people to do...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go on.
What I ask people to do in my live work with them, as well as in this book, is to pause. Mm-hmm. I want you to pause and carve out time for your own self. Build the Strength Within is about affirming some things that I know that you already know intuitively but may not be paying attention mm-hmm. to. Mm-hmm. And that is that if you're upright and breathing, mm-hmm. you are already demonstrating that you have interior strength, but you need to tap it.
Yeah.
People come up with ideas all the time. I've seen so many, you have too, mm-hmm. of people saying, oh, I have a blueprint plan for you, and they're using it as a metaphor. I actually believe, hitting on the exact point that you made, mm-hmm. people are lost. They do need a blueprint. I put an actual blueprint in the back of the book, and I walk people through mm-hmm. how to get from point A to point Z mm-hmm. by going through the process of the book. It's reading, it's exercises, it's drawing, it's filling out this blueprint, and really creating the life that you crave. Hmm. So you don't have a life of, oops, how did that happen?
Yeah. Yeah, most people's lives are putting the fires out.
Oh, my goodness, and it's so sad. They're exhausted.
Yeah. You know what I wish? I wish that people didn't get in my way. I mean, I can very well commandeer myself, but then as soon as a person gets in the way of that, it's like the person says, well, I'm not interested in that idea, or I don't think that's going to go very far. All of a sudden, we got roadblocks, and it's almost like if there were no people around, I'd do fine.
Right. But who would be listening to your radio show?
Yeah, nobody. Absolutely nobody.
You know what? Actually, here's what I want to invite you to do. All right. Want to invite you, every time you meet somebody or a situation that you think is a roadblock, flip it and say, this is great. I'm glad that they're here because this is an opportunity for me to get creative about how to turn them from being a roadblock into being a lesson for me and an opportunity for them to say yes instead of no. And when we adopt that perspective, immediately it's amazing what happens. Your fortitude shifts into another gear. Instead of feeling defeated, you start to feel inspired. And you look for ways for people to say, well, okay, yes. And then all of a sudden you realize that maybe it was your energy, maybe it was your voice, maybe it was your approach, maybe it was the timing. And then you start to do it a little bit differently. And when all you have to do is get a couple of affirmations, and you're off and flying again.
Yeah, I've often been told that, a yes attitude makes a yes environment.
And, there you go.
Yeah, and I guess I understand that. And the other thing is, I believe that people should run their lives as if they're running their own small business, and that small business is themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I'm sorry, you keep getting phone calls. People want to buy the book. Hold on, she'll get more books.
You know what? I'm gonna ship you a few books. How about if I ship you 5 books?
Oh, my God.
That you can give away. I'll sign them, and you can give them away to listeners who call who are excited about what they hear on this interview. And do you have a copy of the book?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, you've got to review it, love it, and do the exercises in there.
Okay.
Because I want you to feel the impact. You know, even if somebody is already spectacular and their life is lovely, each one of us has heard that negative inner voice that beats us down and makes us feel crummy.
Yeah.
And life really is 80% psychology, right?
Life is 100% psychology as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
I've learned that.
Yeah, and then it's the mechanics of it. Maybe it's 98% psychology and 2% mechanics.
Yeah,
I always change those numbers, but it really is having your head in the right place.
Yeah.
The only thing that we can control in this life is our mind. And we let it run around like a little puppy that needs to be on a leash.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Wow. You're amazing. You should be president.
All right. Let's take a vote this morning. I'll step in. I'll give everybody in America a copy of the book if I get written in as the candidate during a non-election time in particular.
That's all it takes.
You know what? It's an exciting book. Yeah. It's fun to read. I'm a little self-conscious because I have told some of my stories in this book. And people might read it and roll their eyes, but you know what? I put my mind and my heart into this book, delivering through the pages what it is I know works with the people that I've worked with. Over the last 3 decades, I've worked with tens of thousands of people, and I've seen the results that they get. And by the way, my work is all about results. I don't sit in an office and wait for things to happen. I am proactive through events and contact that I have with people. And we either reach the goals that we've outlined, or I hold out 25% of the fee that I charge people.
That's different.
I want positive results, outcomes. That's what matters in this life, right?
Yes, it is. It does. It's called Build the Strength Within. It's available on Amazon and just all over the place. And you can Google her. She has her own website as well, and which is Dr. Deb Carlin, CARLIN.com. Follow her there and Twitter and have dinner at her house. Everything is possible.
And you are lovely to have me on your show. I really welcome the opportunity. I love what you're doing.
Well, I love interviewing people and meeting people that are inspirational because that's how we learn, and that's just only good stuff. There's a phrase that you use saying your best life awaits you, And yeah. I just love that because what could be better? I mean, it gives you something to strive for. It gives you something in the future that is a wonderful thing down the road. So why not pursue it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and best of luck to you, although I don't think you need it.
You know what? Call anytime. I'm happy to talk to you, be
cool.
a fill-in guest, be an emergency, whatever you need. You got it here at this end of the line.
You got a deal. Thank you, Dr. Deb.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. What a wonderful woman. Isn't she wonderful? Do you find her wonderful? Yeah, it's not so bad. I'm nice to be with a person that is so up and positive and so encouraging. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Would it be annoying at a point? Have yourself a wonderful day. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Tori Wainwright joins me to get the other side of the coin. I need to be challenged every once in a while. Bye. I wish you peace.